saving it should be easy. With Pro Bulk pricing on over 4,000 items, it is only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits. On Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, welcome back for hour number two. In studio today, we have Captain Tim Altman. Tim is with Wahoo Junkies. Where did Wahoo Junkies come up with?
Well, it started as, you know, as me and my buddies going to get together, and we're gonna start a little Facebook group so we can beat up on each other and make fun of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it started as just me and about four or five of my friends. About it started Christmas Eve of 2016. I made the little Facebook group. Well, the Facebook group started there, and now it's got 8,700 members from all over the world.
Wow.
Right? And it started out
your little group?
Yeah, my little group blew up, and Yeah, we do. It's a private group. You know, you got we used to make it where we'd have to research your profile, let you in. If you didn't have a picture of a boat or a fish, and it could be any fish, it could be a bass. If you have a picture of a bass in your picture somewhere, I mean, we literally screened everybody who went in there. And now I just have it where they key up and it asks them a question: why do you want to join Wahoo Junkies? And then, are you going to abide by the rules? And the one thing, you know, there's a couple of things. We don't allow anybody to advertise, and we do some giveaways. About every other month, we try to give some stuff away. And, you know, high-speed Wahoo fishing is big bucks. So yeah. People throw stuff at us to give away, like Black Bart lures sent us a whole bunch of lures, and C&H lures gave us a whole bunch of stuff. Diamond Fishing Products, Strike Zone, Dave Workman at Strike Zone always gives us a big old gift card to give
Dave
away.
Dave Workman.
Yeah.
Godfather.
Yep. He takes care of us. He's always taking care
Dave's
of me.
Dave's a great guy.
Yep. We got a lot of those sponsors. We got, we've got Dave is a good sponsor with us. Memoy Highliner.
Yep.
They're a good sponsor with us.
Steve Grant designed those new
Steve.
He designed those new high-speed trolling weights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Mag Bay Lures, throws of stuff. All kinds of, and I hope I ain't forgetting nobody. Hopefully they're not listening if I did forget them. But we give away, we call him Matt Joseph. I don't know if you guys know Matt Joseph, but if you're going down to the Mayport boat ramp, right, there's that Twice the Ice right there at that convenience store on the right-hand side. That's Matt Joseph. Matt owns that Twice the Ice. And so we give away 1,000 pounds of ice we do a hashtag Matty Ice. We call it Matty Ice, like Matt Ryan.
I know I went to Bishop Kenny with a lot of Josephs.
Yeah,
back in the day, but
I'm sure you probably went with his dad.
Mansoors, yeah. Josephs.
They're all troublemakers.
Yeah,
every one of them.
Yeah,
every one of them.
Yep.
Matt and Lewis. Yeah,
yep.
Troublemakers in fishing. I can't get them.
Yep. Matt, Hartley Florist, all those guys, you know. Yeah.
Matt and Lewis are putting on a kingfish tournament that is like a beach kingfish tournament for, I believe it's called Mason's Voice. And Lewis has a daughter that has spina bifida, and they're putting on, and while they were up in New York and seeing all these specialists after the baby was born, Mason's Voice helped him out with places to stay. And Matt's putting on this tournament, raise money for this charity, Mason's Voice. And it's next weekend. I'm going to fish it. I'm fishing it with Casey Smith on his boat. And it you got to stay with, I believe, like 5 miles of the beach. And you can fish the beach. And it's they're going to weigh out of the Comanche Cove there at the Northeast Marlin Club, Northeast Florida Marlin Association.
St. Augustine.
Yeah. And they're going to weigh out of there.
Good shout out to a good listener of ours, Mr. Charles Klein. Charles, we appreciate your support, my friend. Thank you. Now, we were talking earlier about expecting a call from – we got anybody on the screen? I can't see the screen, Rick.
No, okay. Not yet.
All right.
It's about 7 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we've got him scheduled to come in. And now, the speed on Wahoo.
Right.
You had mentioned earlier – would you say 15 to 20 knots?
17 to 20.
17 to 20.
About 18 to 22 miles an hour.
For all us kayakers.
You paddle fast.
Paddle really fast.
I mean, you get 3 to 5. Yeah, 3 to 5 in a kayak and you're cruising.
Yeah, man.
Can we catch a Wahoo like that?
I'm telling you, man. My son, Chris, you guys know my son, Chris.
I've met Chris.
Chris says, I want to hook up with a Wahoo. High speeding. We hand it off to the kayak. I want to fight it in the kayak. No, you're not going to put my $1,500 rod and reel
in a kayak.
In a kayak. No, yeah. No, we're not going to. Yeah.
I would put mine in there. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I get angry when I lose my $80 pin, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the line that goes on my Shimano 80 wide Tiagra, Dave Workman puts it on, man. And I'm telling you, and Dave cuts me a break, but it's still like $200 just for the line.
Yeah.
Just for the line.
Now, what kind of line do you use when you're fishing for those?
Use a 130-pound, 130-pound diamond Mamoy.
Right.
What do they call it? Holocore.
Yeah. Right. Is Mamoy your go-to line?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It is.
That's top of the line. That's a great product. Line, buddy.
Yeah,
that's all we got at the shop. I think.
You can get it.
Well, his buddy worked for there.
Yeah, Steve Grant works there. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he's been putting it on my reels when Steve was at CNH, when CNH was open down there on Beach Boulevard. Steve put it on all my reels, and then, you know, then going up to Dave and, okay. and same thing.
Excuse me, guys. I don't have my glasses.
Okay.
Okay, we have someone on the line.
Devin.
Hey, we got Devin.
Devin.
Hey, buddy.
I think that's misspelled up there.
Okay.
Devin, how you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Devin, you're down in where, Boynton?
West Palm Boynton area, yep.
Okay. All right. So what's going on down there since we talked with you last week?
You know what? We had these past couple storms push through here, and the bottom fishing is not quite as productive. So the offshore and the pelagic species are the way to go, I think, this weekend.
Well, we've got a pelagic guy in here. He's wahoo and king and what else are you hooking into?
Dolphin. Swordfish.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
Devin, do you troll for wahoo off the beach there in Boynton Beach?
I mean, we don't have to go far.
I know. You guys are FaceTime live or Facebook live catching wahoo, fishing by yourself in a freaking kayak or whatever.
With the beach right there.
Yeah, in the background. I hate you guys.
You know, it looks like we're in shallow water, but we're using about 100 to 200 feet of water trolling the ledge right there. It's that close.
Yeah, I know. I run that Facebook group called Wahoo Junkies, and we have a bunch of guys that fish out of there, and they get on there and they do the live, and they'll do their broadcast. They'll do a Facebook live right there catching wahoo, and they'll go live as soon as they hook up, fishing by themselves in their 21-foot single engine boat, or you know, and I just get so angry, and I'm like, I got to run 52 miles, you know, in the dark.
Let's compare fuel costs.
So you go out the inlet by us, and within 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you can set up your troll.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're about a mile and a half, 2 miles out max.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we go out of the inlet here. We usually leave about 4:30, right? And we run on radar for about an hour and a half. And if you lose radar, you'll find yourself navigating around a star that you may think is a boat. I've been there, done that. But we run for about 45 to 52 miles, usually about 50, and then we get lines in right at daylight. And daylight is first light's a really productive time for us.
Same with us here. No, for me, I just we leave the dock about 6 o'clock, and we've got lines in the water about 6:15, 6:30.
And you're fishing, and you burned about 6 gallons of gas, maybe. In my boat, you would have burned 6 gallons of gas. Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, on our single engines, you'll be to get lines out and out of the dock and everything. You may burn a gallon or 2 gallons.
Yeah, yeah.
Four.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like this guy. That is pretty awesome down there, and I love watching all the fish that are caught on the beach and the guys. I mean, and I really wish I could remember their names, and maybe if I come back here again, I'll pull their names up. If you're talking to you, but I know Jesse Hernandez fishes out down there, and there's a couple of guys, Eric and I.
Oh yeah, we've got a couple of guys that really know how to target the wahoo really well down there.
And I love talking to them, and we do our little Facebook live giveaways, and we talk to these guys. And I'll tell you what, man, a mile off the beach, 2 miles off the beach, catching wahoo. High speeding for wahoo.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Well, unbelievable.
So tell me, what do you guys find more productive up there? The high speeding? Do you guys pull the planers?
Well, this time of year is really tough because the wahoo are spread out. They're spread out with all the temperature.
Devin, can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be coming back to Devin. These two guys are having a great conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Great information. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back. We are the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. I got to get used to that, Rick. You got to get used to it, too.
No, you're the one.
Oh, okay. All right, 831-1023, Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back with Devin in Boynton Beach. Hold tight.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. At 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Here's a message about our good friend Big Jim over at Fat Cat's Trailer Repair. Big Jim has decided to go strictly mobile with his repair business. I guess he'll change the name to Fat Cat's Mobile Trailer Repair. Speaking of mobile, while loading the last box from his shop, it seems as though Big Jim managed to tear everything there is to tear in his knee. Big Jim will be getting a new knee in late June. Here's the number that Big Jim wants you not to call, for a month or two anyway. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat's Mobile Trailer Repair.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, we're back with two offshore gurus here. Well, one's offshore and one's kind of inshore. And when the offshore
he's
guy...
He's inshore, offshore. he's offshore from inshore.
Devin, when we were talking about targeting, we, you know, this time of year we don't target them too much. You'll catch them kingfishing, the guys that are tournament kingfishing offshore with live blue runners and stuff. You'll get monster wahoo. Matter of fact, 2.5 weeks ago, there was a 112-pound wahoo caught out of St. Augustine on kingfish gear. And I've yet to track that guy down.
Like 20-pound test?
On 20-pound test, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, 112-pound.
We usually fish 30-pound down here when we're putting the kites up.
Oh, yeah.
On high speed. And, you know, most of those times we've got some nice big ones on here on the kite also. And it's like you're just chasing the fish down, just keeping tension on the line.
Oh, yeah. You fighting them off the bow of the boat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Devin, up here when we're high speed, you know, it's just winch them in. We just winch them.
Same with us too. You keep that boat at that speed, and you just winch them in.
Well, you got to, because you rip such a big hole in their mouth doing 20 that you got to keep tension on that line. And then if you're pulling a trolling weight, they'll use that as a counter lever to pull that hook out. So you got to keep that speed up. And I tell you, that's why we're using big reels. That's why we're using the Tiger 80 wides up here. And We got some guys. I'm not gonna call their name, but Matt Joseph and Louis Joseph. They fish with the 130s like they're fishing for bluefin tuna. I mean, goodness gracious! Yeah, they got the Tiger 130s like you see on Wicked Tuna. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's a little too much, man. Yeah.
So the guys in the Bahamas here now, they fish them on electric reels. You put the lines out. Once that hookup goes, you press the retrieve button, and the reel does all the work for you.
Yeah, I want that. Mm. But I have a wife. I have a wife. I want the LPs and the big Daiwas that you can daytime swordfish with.
Yep. Well, let me ask. Daytime,
being an inshore guy, let me ask you guys a question on that. What fun is it having the reel? Do the reel it in, electric reel.
Save your arm.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's
not for me. My good buddy Rick Ross calls us knuckle draggers because we high speed.
I just got a text from your wife saying, "Honey, Christmas is coming soon."
Oh yeah, coming soon. Yeah. The lingered Pittmans are $5,000. Yeah, no, but I fish with conventional reel, but when you're daytime sword fishing, the guys use the electric reels, and that kid out of Nick Stanzik out of Isla Mirada that fishes out of Bud and Mary's, they use an electric reel there. And he is very, very successful. I don't know if you guys seen it. About 2 months ago, he caught a 700-pound swordfish down there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
You saw that one? Devin, that was. Did you see the chunks? I mean, when they cleaned it? I mean, there was a lot of meat there. And, I don't use the electric reels. And I probably won't because, not if I was commercial fishing, I would, but no.
Well, the nice thing about the electric, when you're high speeding too, it's still you're just taking one factor out of the equation, the guy cranking on the reel, and God forbid somebody gets tired and they slow crank on it, the reel's doing the work, but you're still driving that boat, making your turns correctly. It's still, there's still a lot of work into going even with the electric style.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but that takes so much fun out of it because, you're taking guys out there, and the only reason you're taking them is they're an arm. They're cranking. That's all. They ain't no good for nothing else. Gas money, and they can reel. That's it.
100%.
Yeah, just say, you're getting your split. But, out of here, and Devin, I'm telling you, out of here, my average tournament day wahoo fishing since I got the new motors is down from 300 gallons to 245 to 250 gallons.
What's powering your boat now?
I have triple 300 Suzukis.
Okay, very nice, man. Those Suzukis, the warranties on them, you can't beat it.
No, I went from an older set of Yamahas, and I was going to try to repower with the new Yamahas, but they told me I had a year wait, and I had to strike while the iron was hot. My wife said, I was trying to buy some land up in Kodiak, Alaska, and I found some land. I said, "Man, I want this land." And she says to me, "Baby,
make your decision."
She says, "I said I want this," and she goes, I said, "It's only like $36,000," and I said, "I bet I can get that for like $30,000." And she says, "I thought you were getting new motors for the boat. I'll never go to there." And I said, "You say get new motors for the boat?" I said, "Okay."
Well, you need to hook up with Devin because Devin is real estate.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I sure do. Yep. I do real estate down here in South Florida.
Yeah. So now you know where his gas money comes from.
Well, Devin, I repower my boat. I retire my boat right down there in Boynton Beach. So.
Okay, very nice. Who did the work, Chuppin?
God, who was it? International?
International, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and isn't down there where they're having the big kayak tournament, the King of the Beach? So.
I'm not big in the kayak circuit. When you have power behind you, you get kind of spoiled. Just like when you have a scuba tank on your back, you don't free dive anymore.
Yeah,
that's the truth. That is the truth.
Well, Kevin, is there anything else you would like to add? What's going on down in your area?
I'm going to go drag the leads tomorrow and see if we can raise a wahoo in the morning. And then if not, we're going to shoot offshore and see if we can target some mahi, get some dinner on board for the evening.
How did you get hooked up with Victoria?
Victoria, we have our tackle shop down here. It's X Generation Custom Rods. We have a tackle shop down here off of in Lantana. And we just met her through some social contacts, and she's a great lady. I just want to let the listeners know, remember to download the Fish Florida app. Check it out. They're doing great things.
Okay. Now, are you a charter captain or just own the tackle shop?
No. We just own the shop down here.
Okay.
In Boynton.
Okay. Somebody's coming down that area. What's the telephone number of your shop that they could call and we come in and you can give them some advice and everything about fishing in that area?
Maybe take them fishing.
Yeah.
Like me.
Absolutely. So. The Tackle Shop's X Generation Custom Rods. Andy is the owner of the Tackle Shop. Our phone number is 561-296-7637.
Okay.
Again, that's 561-296-7637. If you have any questions, feel free to call, or you can shoot us an email at xgenerationbt, as in bait and tackle, at gmail.com. And we're on the Facebook, we're on the Instagram. Check us out on either one of those. Give us a like and a follow. And we'd be more than happy to help anybody out with anything you guys need if you come down this way.
Devin, okay. Thank you, my friend.
Well, we look forward to talking to you again next week, right about the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Devin.
You the same. Bye-bye. All
right. Well, y'all two could really relate.
Yeah. he's only going a mile.
I mean, man. It's brutal.
It's just...
So when you're going out, do you generally use any live bait, or is it just strictly the lure that you're pulling?
We're not using live bait. We're pulling lures, high speeding, and then in the old days, back when we didn't carry enough, before I got this boat, my boat couldn't high speed all day, so I would change out and I would pull a ballyhoo for half a day, and for about half the day, and we pull the big selects behind the big Islander lures, and it's very effective, but. The amount of ground you can cover with high speed and vice pulling bait.
If
you're on the fish, you're on the fish. But you also pick up barracuda. You'll pick up a mahi. If you're tournament fishing, and this is strictly for tournament fishing. If you're tournament fishing, you're going to pick up all kinds of different fish on the ballyhoo. Where on high speed, you're really only going to get wahoo at 18 to 20 miles an hour. Now you can go across the dry docks, and I don't know if you know where the dry docks are out of St. Augustine.
Yeah.
You can slow down a little bit, and if you want to make the people mad on the back of the boat, you can go real close to it and slow down to about 14, and you'll get a quad hookup of amberjack. You know, and the amberjack just there. I mean, literally, they'll pull into the boat, and the guys will get mad. It's an amberjack, you know, but you can catch 50-pound amberjacks high speed trolling. I mean, literally. You'll catch them in turns when your long baits, the long line will slow down as you go into a turn, and it'll drop in the water column in an amberjack, especially if you're too close to a big structure.
So, and that's a lot easier than dropping straight down into the bottom and trying to fight them from keeping and getting down into the rocks.
Oh, absolutely, because you keep the boat going.
Yeah,
and you keep that boat going, you got the angle on them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I see these guys on Wicked Tuna, and they're going vertical with these guys. I'm going, man, you know, that goes against like conventional marlin fishing. When I, you know, you get a big marlin up behind the boat, you got to keep the boat moving. You got to angle that. You got to pull that fish up at an angle. But if you're fighting them straight down, that fish will use that weight and just he'll beat you to death. But I'm not. They know what they're doing. They're making money.
When you're high speed, so you pick a number. You get there. You drop your lines. Do you run like a mile or two, and then you make your turn, and then go back the same way and sort of?
I am telling you, this isn't rocket science. You go from bottom number to bottom number to bottom number. If you have bottom fished out there and you got B liner or vermilion snapper numbers, trigger fish numbers, grouper numbers, you go from spot to spot to spot. And, you know, if you
so
see
that's really the only time you're making turns.
Yeah.
So you're not, like, covering a 3-square-mile area versus...
If you see a place that looks fishy, you'll mark it on your Simrad or your Garmin or your Furuno. I have Furuno. You'll see something looks a little fishy in the column, and you'll say, man, we didn't get anything on that pass.
Maybe
I ought to go back across it. But it kind of... counterintuitive to be going that fast and not covering a lot of ground. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going from all the way from St. Augustine all the way up to, you know, Brunswick. Yeah.
Okay, after this break here, we should be getting our freshwater report.
Be listening from Rick. Rick's down there in Orlando.
The other Rick.
That's probably him calling.
Bass capital of the world down that way, guys. All right, 904-831-1023. Listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show on
That's
Sunday.
Fish Florida Gone Fishing
Show.
Yeah,
Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. That's Good what job. I said. In Jacksonville, Florida. The website is fishfloridagonefishing.com. Stand by, guys. We'll be right back.
The year was 1957, and two of the top 10 movies that year were The Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller, and two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide-width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. They can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock that now come in many magnificent colors. New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe's success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoe's difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at jacksonvillepowersports.com. That's jacksonvillepowersports.com. 'Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Pickles. Smile for Daddy's gram.
Aw, cute. Are you smiling because Daddy's got 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month?
You know dogs can't actually smile.
Nuh-uh, look at him. Who loves data? You do, little popper whopper snuffle lump. Woof. Sorry.
Join the 10 million customers already smiling on Cricket and get 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month.
Unlimited plan only required on all 4 lines. Discount per line varies. Data speed limited to max 3 megabits per second. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, Cricket may slow data speeds when network is busy. Fees, usage, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. See store for details.
Back to school is almost here, so my mom takes me to Walgreens for great deals on all my school favorites. Like this week, Nabisco 12-count snack packs are only $4.99, and select varieties of Paper Mate and Sharpie writing utensils are just 49 cents. I love writing and drawing. Walgreens makes it easy for my mom to find everything she needs at great prices. Deals valid with your card through August 24th. Quantities are limited. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you're a pro, you buy big. And when you buy big, you save big at the Home Depot. With pro bulk pricing on plywood, decking, fencing, and more. Buy it online and pick it up in store in job lot quantities. Or let us deliver it right to your job site. That'll save you time as well as money. And that's really big. You work hard enough for your money. Saving it should be easy. With Pro Bulk pricing on over 4,000 items, it is only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
And we have Rick from the Orlando area who's going to give us some freshwater information. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, doing very well. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Rick wasn't here. This is another Rick. This is Rick Hale. Rick is he's the head of the ship over here, and he was out last week when you called.
Yeah, the ship.
Well, hey, Rick, it's nice to talk to you.
Well, the ship had sunk last week. we had to get it out of the. Get it up and going.
Let's just say he had a little stroke.
And my ship was just pulling out.
Well, we're back. back on track now, right?
Yes, sir. Everything's great.
So how's the fishing down there, Rick?
The fishing down here is excellent. I mean, this is one of my favorite time of years. When you have all the rains, I'm a shallow water fisherman, especially being a competitive bass fisherman. I love the shallow water. And like I said last week, when the water comes up, so do the fish. So right now, shallow water, top water bite. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than a top water bite. Right now, it is on fire. You have to get shallow. They're not up in the creeks and canals yet. They're just at the mouths of canals, right where the water's coming out. If you got some good current going on, hit it. Hit it early. Hit it late. The evening bite is on fire as well. Heck, I think at Orange Lake, they're south of Gainesville, they pulled out a record 13.1-pound largemouth. It is on fire. We actually did pretty good last weekend. We fished the Harris Chain Lakes there at Little Lake Harris. And my co-angler fished with me. He caught them on a Zoom fluke in the Arkansas Shiner color or even a white color. And he did good on that.
That Orange Lake, that's just to the right on going south on 301 on the right side.
Yeah. I think... Well, this week on the show, we're going to go to Lake Eustis, which is right off of 441.
Right.
And it's still part of the Harris Chain of Lakes, but we're going to fish that one this week on Sunday. Watch it live on Southern Outdoors. Like I said, we do a live show every Sunday. And so we keep it real, you know. So if I'm going in and get stuck in a dock, you're going to see it.
you mean you're not one of the ones that catches the fish and throws it back in and reels and turns, has the camera guy, okay, now you turn the camera on.
We can get the shot.
you stay out there all day and you catch four or five fish and you just record that. No. I took the challenge of actually going live, and we do a 30-minute show on Southern Outdoors
right.
Where, you know, it is totally live. I have 30 minutes, and
you better catch some fish.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, so the pressure's on, which is great, because, I mean, and there's some times where I may not, you know. But we're going to sure give it a try, and you're going to see how I do it. And we, like I said, we go to public waters where anybody can go to. And, you know, it's no... You know, all the gloves are off because I'm showing you exactly what I'm doing, how I'm finding them. And so anybody can go out there and learn how to and enjoy the outdoors and get out there with your family and with your friends and go fish.
Now, that name Southern Outdoors is very, very familiar. Is it on a certain channel or?
I mean, we have a website, southernoutdoors.com. You can also find us when we do it live. Right now we're doing it live through Facebook.
Okay.
So you can find us through Facebook. We can do a live feed through Facebook. We're going through Victoria Brinkley over there at the Cloud Network and the Fish Florida Media Group,
right?
And where we're getting it set up to where we can go live and stream on 300 different platforms, but that's still in the works.
We're working on the same thing with her, right?
Then you understand exactly,
right?
And, you know, and I've had a lot of people ask me, "Well, Rick, I mean, it's the off season. You know, a lot of the seasons are off. So how do I go and find a tournament? You know, just an open tournament? I want to go with a buddy, go find an open tournament." I said, well, you go to the Fish Florida mobile app. If you go on there, it'll actually show tournaments. And you can scroll through there and find the Florida, you know, tournaments that have open tournaments and things of that nature where you don't have to be a professional fisherman. If you just want to go and you're a weekend angler, get out there. I mean, everybody thinks of Florida as just a saltwater, but we have some of the best freshwater fishing right here in Florida.
It's one of the best capitals of the world.
Yeah. That's right. It is. And I'm originally from Oklahoma, so when I moved down
striper
here...
Striper, man.
Yeah, striper, catfish, all that, you know. But my wife said, my wife was like, well, what county are we living in? She said, Lake County. I said, oh, my goodness, here we go.
Now, do you ever come up here to North Florida? There's quite a few tournaments. There's a young lady that we know, Becky Williams.
Isn't that her name? Becky, yeah. Fishing around Palatka and... Walaka, Palatka.
And she's had all the tournaments.
Yep.
Oh, I tell you what, that place is dynamite. You know, Palatka, up there, even in George.
Green Cove Springs, Black Creek. Yep.
Good buddy of mine, Ryan Worthington, fishes a bunch of bass tournaments. Do you know Ryan?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't tell you I know him. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. He went to the dark side. Now he's offshore fishing. So Rick, I got to ask a question. It's a silly question, but you're doing a Facebook Live show. Man, if you could do like 10 minutes of boat ramp, stuff when people are trying to load and unload their boats. That would be the funniest thing ever.
Hey, I would probably get more views that way.
I ain't lying.
Bloopers, buddy. Bloopers.
I'm telling you.
Real waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Bent guidons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it on Labor Day or Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go to the Beach Boulevard boat ramp.
Yeah, Beach Boulevard.
The husband says, okay, honey, put it in drive and pull the ramp. Oh, no. Here we go.
Boat ramp videos, man. I'm telling you right now.
I got a good one on here from Goodby's.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, that would be a blooper reel in itself. But, I mean, and you'd be surprised. I mean, even just if I just started recording during the start of a tournament when you have, you know, 20 to, you know, 80 boats going out at the same time. I mean, that's madness, too. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, especially with rain and weather, at this time of year, got to be careful out there, guys, and wear them vests. Make sure that you're safe. I mean, it's dangerous out there.
But, especially in the lakes. You know, a lot of times you don't have anywhere you can go, you know.
Like out in the ocean.
So, Rick, when you're fishing around the mouth of these canals, what are you throwing? What kind of bait?
Well, first of all, I like to use a Sproul Rattling Chug Bug. And the reason why is it's a topwater popper, but I can actually work it like a stick, you know, a stick walker, which means I can work it real fast, or I can slow it down. So it means I can go in, I can scan an area real fast, you know. And when I find out what they're biting or how they're biting, if they're biting a fast-moving bait or a slow-moving bait, I can find that out with that same lure.
Does water temperature have anything to do with it, whether it's fast-moving or slow-moving baits?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when it's, you know, December and it's cold, they're lethargic. You got to be real slow. Have a long pause. A lot of people make a mistake when they throw a topwater or anything out there, and then they immediately reel. You know, sometimes when you want to throw out there, go out there, let it hit the water and sit. And I'm not saying let it sit for 30 seconds or nothing, but just count to three.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised. Just a little twitch after three, and you'll be surprised how many you'll catch right like that.
Rick, are you familiar with the term jawjacker?
No.
Jawjacker jigs, jawjacker. Rick owns Jawjacker now, and you've got poppers, don't you?
I caught my – me and you were together the day that the boat broke down.
Right.
And I was throwing poppers out of the back of the boat and tearing up the trout.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should throw Rick
throw him some of our poppers.
Yeah, throw some stuff down there to him and let him try it out and see how it works for him.
But that popper, I love it.
I'll try it out and I'll do it on the show, do a live show. I'll throw them on my line. I'll use them on the show and we'll demonstrate how they work live.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
You'll be there.
What we do. We'll get products and we'll try them out and I'll do it live and you know. People will see how to use them, and I'll learn as well.
Well, that little the little popper I have, it's really makes the sound, and it really pops the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. The first time I ever tried it was, I think it's about the third crank. I went boom, and trout just exploded on it.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got some plastics and jigs and so on and so forth, too. So.
Yeah,
but do you use a feathered tail hook?
No.
Ah, try it.
And
try putting a feathered tail hook on there. I'm telling you, it will increase your strength by 50%.
Really? Mm-hmm. So the feather, you think, makes a difference there?
Oh, if I lose the feather off my tail hook, I don't use it anymore.
Rick, do you do any guiding or anything? What do you do, sir?
No, sir.
Okay.
People
out on the show, we'll go out. I'll take family, friends, and whoever wants to fish, let's go.
Okay. Right. Well, I hope you will continue being our freshwater contact here every day at this time.
Every week, every Friday.
And every Friday.
Every day is good.
Hey, when you get to be my age, the weeks go by fast as the day used to.
Rick, we appreciate it, my friend. Check in with us again next Friday. We look forward to hearing from you.
We'll do it, guys.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Y'all listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM at Jacksonville, number 831-1023. We're going to come back, and we're going to give the last segment to Captain Tim Altman.
He's going to provide you with some info. Y'all stand by. Be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Before we get Captain letting him have this last 15 minutes, I saw some people really griping about the turtle people taking care of the turtles, and they didn't like because the turtle people told them to be careful where they're working or walking and everything. Did you know on those big hatches, there's only about one turtle out of 10,000 that make it?
Yeah, a lot of them get eaten. And
that's it. Did you see the thing on Facebook where the guy was cleaning out that dolphin? Must have took
full
out.
Oh, yeah. Baby turtles.
Full.
Full of baby turtles.
Full of baby turtles.
They like them.
So
like
people,
snacks.
Scooby snacks. That protection of the turtles is to keep us with our sea turtles. You know, if we have people already running them over with cars, stomping on them and everything else, and then the ones that survive make it to the ocean, none of them hardly survive. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why they're out there trying to protect turtles, to make sure that your children and grandchildren have everything that they need to see and want, you know, the world to be complete.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. That's it. Well, now we're going to let you tell people all about yourself.
Yep, you got something you want. I see you opening up a book over there, and
it's a blank page, man.
Okay.
It's like my memory. It's like a blank page. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so you've been doing this for quite a while. You enjoy doing it.
Oh, absolutely. I've been, in the military. I'm a retired military guy, so. There was a lot of years in the military that we couldn't afford to get a boat, you know, and the kids growing up, and we fished inshore and bridge to bridge, and, you know, we were stationed in D.C. and out at Patuxent River Naval Air Station there, the Naval Air Test Facility there, and we would fish for stripers there, And I've been blessed to fish all over the world. I fished out of Bahrain.
Now, did the big blues get up that way, or did more the big blues up that way too?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Big blues. I fished when my first duty station in the Navy was in AS Norfolk, Virginia, and I would fish off the Ocean View Pier, and I would go down to the Granby Street and cast net mullet, and I would bring them down there alive. And I would fish for them, these big blues off the pier. Yeah. And I'm telling you, you get 23, 24-pound blues, man. And they would take it. And the guys and these old gentlemen, and I'm telling you, it'd be cold. And they'd be out there, and they'd be sipping their whiskey, man. And they telling their stories, man. They're old Navy retired
guys.
Now,
that's what we use those for bait. But it wasn't those now. These were, you know, anywhere from, you know, 15, 16-inch blues we would put on our trolley rig off the pier.
Yeah.
For the Kings, and they would be on there all day, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, Spanish would not last so long. Spanish is a good bait for Kings, too, when you get them on a trolley rig. But the blues, you can count on that fish just swim on that surface all day long.
Yeah. Just like, and when they're on that trolley rig, it's almost like a kite bait.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like a kite bait.
Yep.
And I tell you, and we fished there, and I fished for stripers out of Maryland, where we were stationed, and then fished out of Bermuda with the famous marlin fisherman out of there. I fished on that boat when you catch nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Right? Nothing at all. Not a wahoo, nothing. I fished out of Bahrain. Goodness, I fished out of Greece when I was post 9/11 when I was out of Greece. And I tell you, I love this area. And I was joking about with a guy out of Boynton Beach that goes out. He leaves the inlet at 6. I think part of why we have such a good fishery here, because it's a booger to get out there for wahoo and for dolphin, and it's a long ways, and it takes a certain moxie to be able to leave the boat ramp at 4:30, 4 o'clock, and you got to head in the dark, and you got to put it into the wind and get out there, and the same, it's coming home at dark, and I think North Florida is a wonderful untapped fishery. I think we've had a great sailfish bite out of St. Augustine earlier this year. Jeffrey Crabtree and those guys just went down there and crushed them. I tell you, we have a wonderful fishery here. It's just a little bit of a run. And if you're willing to make that run, and, you know, hopefully in a twin-engine boat, but we see a lot of single-engine boats out there too. But I tell you, I've been fishing out of here when I came back, and I came back from Japan in 97. I did my last tour. Well, it wasn't my last tour overseas, but it was I settled the family here in 97, but I had been stationed in and out of Jacksonville, and we fished out of Jacksonville. One of my favorite places to fish is the Nassau Sound Bridge.
Yes.
And I caught my first tarpon off that Nassau Sound Bridge on a whiting. Yeah. And I tell you, I love this area. I love fishing. I love the offshore side aspect of this. I'm a particularly love fishing for wahoo.
And some of your best shark fishing right there at Nassau Sound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right off the beach, man.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. I was telling you, we had that great dolphin bite where we caught 40 and we kept 28. We were on it, man. Then two big old sharks swam to the boat, shut everything down. And they were beautiful, beautiful sharks, man. Just come up there eating your bait, eating all your little fish, because you're catching them on spinner rods, light tackle. And so you're not getting them to the boat very quickly, and that just gets the sharks excited. They just come over, chomp.
Gone.
Yep.
Wow.
Same with kingfish out at the MR. There have been a couple big tiger sharks out at the MR. What's it called? Montgomery's Reef. And it's just about 8-9 miles offshore, and the kingfish bite's been kind of off the chain there for most of the year up till last week. Some of the charter guys, Buck Rogers Fishing, they had on Wednesday when I fished, they only had one in a cobia that day. But there was a couple big old sharks out there, man. I'm telling you what, monster sharks.
How long from Red Tops to St. Augustine?
What is that? Not very far if you're doing 50.
15 minutes?
Yeah, no. It's a pretty good chunk. I would say it's 18.
You're still Ponte Vedra, right, more or less? Yeah.
Red Tops a pretty good run down to St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a pretty good run.
Trouble is, it's not Red Tops anymore.
Well,
what color? Yeah. What color are they now?
They're I guess they're red. They're still red. I mean, I don't know. I go to my numbers there. I look at my GPS. It's like
punch numbers and go.
That's what I was getting ready to think.
Yeah, it's like you know, one of the there's been a couple. Nassau Sound is a great place to catch big kingfish. But for wahoo, I'm telling you, man, you get here, it come Thanksgiving is really the good demarcation. It starts heavy and hot at Thanksgiving, and it goes. December is one of our better months. I love it. December and March are great months for wahoo, and it's a gas guzzler.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gate or whoever owns Gate Petroleum, right? Yeah, yeah.
Great sponsor of ours.
Hey, yellow contender.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This has been a great show.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you for having me.
Tim, we appreciate it, man.
I want to get him back. Get him back.
Yeah,
as soon as we can.
Get you in. I want to get Chris in here with you.
Yeah,
all
right.
We got a little hookup thing that y'all can share a mic, and we can put two microphones over there. All right, Joey, take us home, buddy.
All right, Captain Tim Altman, we appreciate you showing up. Jeff Altman, the host, Rick Hale, and myself, Joe DeYoung. We will see everyone next week. Y'all please have a safe weekend. Enjoy it. Stay cool. And we'll see you next week on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Pros like you do it right to find the best deals on what you need to update or maintain your properties. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings and more throughout the store. Stop in today and get Project Source blinds and shades starting at just $5.28. Find the right sizes and styles and in the quantities you need. Plus, save up to 40% off select kitchen and bath fixtures, including vanities, starting at just $129. Whatever you need for this job and everyone after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 8/11 U.S. only.
Go back to school with an extra 15% off at Kohl's. Graphic tees are 2 for $17, and backpacks are 50% off, plus an extra 15% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 purchase of back-to-school items. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, free Amazon returns now at all Kohl's stores. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 2nd through 11th with promo code SCHOOLTIME. 10 off 50 offer valid August 2nd through 18th with promo code BTS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.